Hi, this is Gary Washburn, pastor of Grace Tabernacle. Thank you for tuning to our podcast today. Our hope is that this message inspires you and builds your faith. For more information about Grace Tabernacle and our ministries, please go to gracetab.org and like us on Facebook. Now, may the message feed your soul.
Hey everybody, it's Wednesday, April the 7th, 2021. And welcome to Wednesday Night Online, Grace Tabernacle. It's good to have you here. Say hello on Facebook and let us know that you're watching. That's always a great encouragement to see that. Appreciate that. Well, we had a wonderful two Easter services Sunday morning, the early service, as well as the 10 o'clock service. It was a wonderful time, the presentation of the gospel through sight and sound and preaching. Was just God used it and blessed it, and I don't know how many people came forward for salvation. I met many, and I was thrilled. We had a very high attendance on Sunday, a lot to be thankful for. I met a lot of new first-time folks, and so it's a joy to be able to present the gospel to as many people as possible. So it was a great time. And thanks to our wonderful team at church, our hospitality team, and all the people involved in the presentation, the actors and the angels, and Jenny and Brian with the media, the video clips and all. It was a tremendous team effort that was a great success. And God really blessed us, and just thankful that he used us in a wonderful way. Also, the Seder dinner on Good Friday was phenomenal success. It was packed, of course, and Bruce Niger did a fantastic job. I learned a lot of things myself I did not know concerning Passover, and it was a wonderful time. I met a lot of new people there as well, and it was fantastic. Everything just went together so beautifully well. Thanks to everybody who makes it possible for us to do all that we do here. Many hands and many servant hearts work behind the scenes to do so much, and we just can't thank you enough for that. But let's thank God right now. Father, we just thank you for the privilege and the honor that is ours to be called children of God, and that's who we are. Wow. Thank you, God. It's a wonder that you would love us the way you love us. Thank you for this time, a broadcast, and I pray that now you'll speak through me and your word and bless people in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to start a series the next few Wednesdays on Psalm 23, the Shepherd Psalm, Psalm 23. Many of you know it maybe by memory, or you know parts of it by memory, but I'd like to take a verse or two each Wednesday and just expound on that. And today I want to kind of give you an overview. It's only six verses, that's all. And it would do you well to memorize this one. You probably know most of it when you hear it, but really commit it to memory and use it as a prayer back to God. And maybe I'll take one Wednesday night and show you how to do that. But so you need to memorize it, hide the word in your heart, and it'll bless you tremendously, and God will unpack many other things that go along with this. It's only six verses, so take a verse a week and just chew on, or maybe two, and just, you know, look at it in the morning, write it on a little 3x5 card. That's what I do, and I just keep it in my pocket, pull it out and look at it every once in a while, quote it to myself throughout the day, or pray it through, talk to God about it, and then at the end of the evening before I go to sleep, it's the last thing I do. I make sure I try to quote back as best I can until I get it in my heart. But I want to encourage you to do that. So today, let's look at Psalm 23, a favorite of many. It's a psalm of King David. And it says in verse 1, "The Lord is my shepherd." And this is said with such a confidence that the result is all the rest of the verse, all the rest of the psalm, the six verses, are simply a declaration, a prophetic declaration over your life of the benefits that are yours if the Lord is truly your shepherd. For the Lord to be your shepherd, Jesus needs to be the Lord of your life and needs to be sitting on the throne of your heart. And instead of you making decisions, you simply follow the lead of the shepherd. So if the Lord Jesus is truly your shepherd, then these six verses in Psalm 23 are benefits that you can prophetically declare over yourself and know that it's true. And so these are the benefits that are yours. For example, today, let's just give a little overview of the whole psalm, and then next week, Lord willing, we'll start taking it apart bit by bit and show you some of the interesting things kind of hidden in the psalm that most people never get the chance to see. But for today, let's look at the benefits. The Lord is my shepherd. That's relationship. So if the Lord is truly your shepherd, then you can claim these things. And the first thing you can claim is that I shall not want. That means he's my supply. He's my provider. He's the one I look to. And even if I have a job and I'm making income with my work, the Lord has provided all of that. Let's never forget that. The Lord is my shepherd. And so he has me living where he wants me to live, in the state, the country, the town, the city, the street, and for such a time as this. And so he has plans for our life. He is our shepherd. The Bible calls Jesus the good shepherd, and because he lays down his life for the sheep. And he also is called the great shepherd, the great shepherd of our soul that's coming back for us. And he's called the chief shepherd because I am an under shepherd to him, and I work for him. I work at his pleasure, and I under shepherd his flock. I steward that flock that he's given me to shepherd as a pastor. That's what a pastor is. The word pastor really in the Greek is the word poimen, which simply means shepherd. So you could call me shepherd instead of pastor, and you'd be 100% accurate. But the whole point is that Jesus is our shepherd, and he's the one that we look to. And he uses under shepherds, of course, but the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. So because of this relationship, I have supply. Verse 2, he makes me lie down in green pastures. I think it's interesting that the very first thing that the Lord does with us as his shepherd is he teaches us not to run ahead of him, not to lag behind, but to lie down. He knows how to get us where he wants us to go, when he wants us to get there. He's teaching us how to rest, and rest not just physically. This is talking about rest spiritually, by faith and trust in him. He will shepherd me. He will tell me what to do. I don't run ahead of him. I wait for him to lead me. And the very first thing he does is he makes me lie down in green pastures. That's rest. I'm talking about spiritual rest. The children of Israel did not enter the promised land and enter their rest because they had doubt and unbelief that God would lead them and God would provide for them and all of that. But you and I, we have the benefit. If the Lord is our shepherd, the very first thing he does is he makes us lie down. And we wait upon him and we trust in him. And then verse 3, he leads me beside still waters. So when he leads me to places of refreshment. And that's what still waters are. They represent a refreshment. God wants to refresh us, and his presence refreshes us. And then it says he restores my soul. Oh, man, how many of you can testify to that? He has how many times restored our soul? That's healing, not just physically, but emotionally in our soul and our mind, and freed us from torment or depression or whatever else it may be. He restores my soul. He heals me. He's my healer. Then he leads me in paths of righteousness. That's guidance. You know, the secret, which is not really a secret, but it just seems like many Christians don't understand it. The secret of the Christian life is simply to be spirit-led. Let God lead you. And he will lead you. He knows how to lead you. He knows how to open doors. He knows how to close doors. And he has a path for you. And he wants to lead us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And this is not just poetic language to sound flowery and nice. This is actual, the benefit of the Lord being my shepherd. He will lead me. He leads me. He restores me. He is the one that makes me lie down in green pasture. He does all this. I need to learn to follow and submit myself to him and listen to him for instructions. And so he gives me guidance in my life. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. We won't get into it tonight, but that reveals he has a purpose. Okay. For his name's sake, he leads us because he has a purpose for our life. And he has places for us to go and people for us to meet. Verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. That's testing. We'll all be tested here in this life many, many times. And you might be in the valley of the shadow of death right now. But that's a testing because notice, we don't just walk into it, we walk through it. He'll lead us through this in victory. So we're going to be tested. Our faith is going to be tested. So even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. That's protection. God supernaturally protects us. For you are with me. That's faithfulness. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I hope you're reading along with me in Psalm 23. You can see this as I'm breaking these things out and showing you these things. I will fear no evil. That's protection. God does not want us to be afraid of anything. He wants us to be fearless because he's with us. So we say that. That's a declaration that we can say in this psalm. I will fear no evil because he's my shepherd. I have protection. For you are with me. That's faithfulness. Your rod and your staff, those are the tools of the shepherd to keep the sheep in line and also to pull the sheep out of trouble. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. That's discipline. God does discipline his children, but he does it in love and he does it in mercy and he does it in grace. So thank God for his rod and thank God for his staff. They comfort me. Verse 5, look at this. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. How about that? That's victory. God shares his victory with us, and he calls it our victory. He prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Then he says, you anoint my head with oil. That's anointing. God does anoint us with his anointing. His oil. My cup runs over. That's abundance. Jesus said in this life, you're going to have abundant life. The life of God flowing through you. And so you'll have abundance here. Everything you need to carry out your assignment has already been provided. You just got to find it by grace. God's got it there for you, waiting to be found. And so my cup runs over. That's abundance. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. That's blessing. We should say that every day of our life. God, thank you in advance for your goodness and mercy. They're following me. Wherever I go, whatever I do, I have goodness and mercy of God upon my life. Thank you, God. They follow me. That's blessing. All the days of my life, verse 6, that's assurance. God is with us. Always. He never leaves us nor forsakes us all the days of our life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's security. That's eternity. How long is forever? It's forever and ever and ever and ever. And it goes on, never stops, never has an end. That's eternity. We'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. See, that's just 6 verses. Now, how comforting it is. People take Psalm 23 and they use it as a comfort verse to themselves. It's comforting to hear it. Many times this is used at funerals to bring comfort to families and loved ones who've lost loved ones. And so 6 verses. I'm asking you to join me to memorize this. Take 1 or 2 verses a week. That's all. You already know the first part. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You already got that part. Now go to the second verse. And maybe write that on a card and keep that with you so you keep all this in order. He makes me lie down in green pastures. And just quote that self to you throughout your day. And tonight, before you go to bed, just quote those 2 verses right there. He makes me lie down in green pastures. and lie down and think about that and meditate upon that as you're sleeping. See your, use your sanctified imagination to see the shepherd bringing you to green pastures that are lush and safe and secure. And he's right there with you. And he makes you lie down, and you can just lie down in a beautiful green clover field of grass and just enjoy the presence of the Lord and sleep peacefully and sound. So you just take this, use your imagination, chew on it, talk to God about it, pray about it, take it as a conversation starter in your prayer to God. God, I thank you that you are my shepherd. I shall not want. Teach me how to realize I have nothing lacking in my life. Everything I need for life and godliness you've already given me, 2 Peter says. So, God, thank you that you make me lie down in green pastures. Teach me how that applies to my life right now today and how to do that. So you take that and you personalize the prayer, and that'll help you. It'll help you. It helps you to meditate upon the word. And meditation is just going over and over it with your mind, maybe speaking it out loud to your mouth, and it'll help you tremendously, I promise you. It'll benefit you if you can hide it in your heart so you can recall it at any given moment. The Holy Spirit will help you with that. Psalm 23, 6 verses for the next 5-6 weeks. Chew on it. We'll look at next week. We'll unpack some more of this and give you some details of some little hidden nuggets that are in this familiar psalm that a lot of people never see. I'm looking forward to sharing that with you. Let me pray with you. Father, thank you so much for your goodness, and thank you for those that are watching tonight. And tonight, help them to remember to meditate on your word. You promised we would prosper in whatever we would do if we would meditate on your word. Not just read it, but think on it. Pray about it. Interact with it. Use our imagination. I pray that you'll give them great creativity to start meditating on Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. That's for your sleep tonight. Lie down in the green pastures with the Lord and sleep wonderfully well tonight. I love you. I look forward to seeing you this Sunday. I have an exciting message that I'm preparing right now, and it's starting to stir in my heart, so I'm looking forward to sharing with you, talking this Sunday about intimacy without shame. We'll talk more about that this coming Sunday. Until then, God bless you and rest well tonight. Remember, lie down in green pastures. Good night, everybody.